since the government has granted a historic decision for 70 years, so I think we are very much sure that they will be having very good things for Ladakh.
So media is showing only the part which BJP wants to show. If you look at mostly the social media and all, you'll clearly see that people were not that happy with just the UT status. They wanted it with some kind of land protection or with legislatures.
Hi, I'm Grishma Kuttar, and this is Voices from the Lockdown, a First Post podcast. After abrogating Article 370 and Article 35A on August 5th, Home Minister Amit Shah declared that the state of Jammu and Kashmir will be bifurcated into two union territories, one comprising Jammu and Kashmir regions, the other comprising Leh and Kargil, collectively Ladakh. The demand for union territory status has been made by the Buddhists of Ladakh since the 1940s. The movement gained speed from 1989 under the leadership of the Ladakh Buddhist Association. The August 5th decision, which would seem to be the logical conclusion of this decades-long movement, was received with mixed responses. While the BJP leaders in Leh celebrated the move, many from Leh were disappointed with Ladakh being reduced to a UT status without a legislature. To understand this better, we will be speaking to two individuals from Ladakh today. First up, I'll be speaking to Sonam Dava, the secretary of the Ladakh Buddhist Association. The Ladakh Buddhist Association has been in the forefront of the agitation for union territory status since the beginning. After Sonam, we'll be speaking to Tamchos Gurmit, a lawyer and the Naib Sarpanch of Kanji village of Ladakh. Ladakh will cease to be a part of the Jammu and Kashmir state as on October 31st, and its new innings as a union territory will start from the month of November. How is Ladakh preparing for this?
We are waiting for 31st October at the moment.
Okay.
And I think in the next couple of days, we might get an appointment with the Home Minister or with the Prime Minister.
Okay.
So then we'll be submitting a memorandum. There's a committee has been constituted.
Okay.
So it has taken all the points with all the stakeholders and all that. Everything is compiled and we're planning to submit that thing.
Okay. What are the demands listed in this memorandum?
Our demand is with the inclusion in the Schedule 6 and the travel status.
Okay.
That's the main demand. But right now, they have issued the order, the Ladakh affairs will be stationed in Leh. And we are happy that we are getting the first ICE officer from Ladakh only. It's a recent sample.
Right.
So he'll be heading all the bureaucrats and all that. So in that context, we are happy with that.
And have there been any other developments other than what you've mentioned?
There are some news on the social media. I don't know whether I'm not sure it's authentic or not. Seeing the government is likely to carve out two more districts, one in Zanskar and one for Nubra Valley like that.
Okay.
So we are not sure about that news.
This demand that Leh has made for union territory has been a long-standing demand, like you already said. But many in Ladakh are apprehensive of what might happen after October 31st. Many also view this move as a step down from statehood. Leaders in Kargil are also opposing this move, as you probably know already. Keeping all these things in mind, do you think this demand for union territory stands justified?
Well, it is justified.
Okay.
We are free from the Kashmir-centric government. We don't have anything with the Kashmiri people, the common people.
Right.
We were fighting against the system.
Okay.
The Kashmiri political system. We were fighting against that system. So now we are free from that.
Okay.
So in that context, we are happy. I mean, we are very happy that the government has granted the union territory status.
Right.
So our demand was with legislature.
Yeah.
But now the government has kept the legal counsel of both the districts.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's that same as legislature like. Because we have our councils, which we should be working for that.
Okay.
There will be elections for the councils and the public representatives will be there. Right now, our fingers are crossed and we are yet to get an appointment with the Home Minister and the Prime Minister. So then only things will be clear after 31st. Since the government has granted a historic decision, they have given a historic decision after 70 years, so I think we are very much sure that they will be having very good things for Ladakh.
Okay.
Must have considered this thing found.
That was Sonam Dava, the secretary of the Ladakh Buddhist Association. Next up, we'll speak to Tamchos Gurmit, who is a lawyer and the Naib Sarpanch of Kanji village of Leh district. During winter, Gurmit also doubles up as an ice hockey and an alternate skills trainer in the annual winter camp which is organized at Kanji Village.
Since August 5th, right, there have we've seen like the first reaction that we saw from the state of Jammu and Kashmir was some kind of a celebration in Leh, where people seem to be a little happy about this decision of getting this UT status. What is the history of the UT status in Leh? When did this start and why is it that people wanted UT status?
So basically, it 7 to 8 decades years old struggle for UT. When people started at first, right? They are looking to at present and past. If we be in past, then we can say that, okay, UT is very much needed to Ladakh since it's a very backward area and it is under Kashmir and Kashmir controls everything for us and they don't allow much funds to flow into Ladakh. Looking to all those circumstances, we can say that, yes, it was very much needed. But since few years, people have been realizing what is the other part of UT also. They also saw that if we get UT, what are the things that it will exploit Ladakh, actually.
Which is what, according to you?
Like people will come here and the identity of Ladakh will completely disappear. So the people had been demanding UT with legislatures so that they could control the land in Ladakh and every other thing. But what happened on August 5th was, that was, you can say, that was a part of it. That actually government have no concern about Ladakh. They wanted what they want. They wanted to do something for Kashmir so that they could enter Kashmir. Ladakh was just tukka kind of thing. They were luck by chance.
Luck by chance, yeah. Okay. So you are saying that this decision that Ladakh will become a union territory wasn't expected?
No, it wasn't expected because if we look at Ladakh itself, right, we don't have population and anything. We knew that it won't happen at all, but we'll keep on this struggle for UT, but with legislature.
Right. I mean, the history of the political struggle for union territory has seen some leaders even quit because the administration was not at all responding to continued demands. Like Thupson Sawang, who is, if I'm not wrong, considered one of the senior-most leaders of the struggle, right? Did he also quit because the central government was unwilling to even discuss this demand?
He resigned just before, 6 months before his tenure.
Okay.
Just 6 months, because we had been demanding UT with legislature and that was not accepted by center government. Because what they wanted was to enter Jammu and Kashmir one way or the other. So people now, even after getting this UT status, if you look at what media is showing, that is one part, and what actually people want is other part. So media is showing only the part which BJP wants to show.
Okay.
If you look at mostly the social media and all, you'll clearly see that people were not that happy with just the UT status. They wanted it with some kind of land protection or with legislature, something like that.
What are the, like you were saying, what are the people in Ladakh saying? Like, how does this union territory, like you've said, the movement has been there over a period of time. But what does getting UT status mean for somebody, for a common citizen of Leh? What do they understand from it?
Yeah, what they understand is they think that we are free from Kashmir now. Actually, this free from Kashmir thing happened when we got this divisional status. So when we got Ladakh itself got that.
Why did Ladakh want this divisional status? Can you like tell us a little bit on that? As to why there was a demand for a separate division?
The main reason behind this was to get separated from Kashmir.
Okay.
Because we were not getting enough funds or the roads were closed and nothing happened here in winter.
Nothing.
Not much development as it was happening in Kashmir part.
Okay.
So they took funds in the name of Ladakh and they would use it in Kashmir itself.
Right.
And like Pashmina, for example. Pashmina, it's actually they take all the Pashmina from Changthang side to Kashmir. They make the final product and name it as Kashmir Pashmina and all.
But the raw material for it is made in Ladakh, you mean?
Yeah. What they want, and even in jobs also, most of the jobs were taken from Kashmir side.
Okay.
They did not even care to keep Ladakh open for 12 months or something like that.
Right.
And all this exploitation happened to Ladakh.
There was a resentment against the local, I mean the state government, being like biased against Ladakh. So Ladakh wanted
to
separate itself and govern its own land
true.
People. That's very the
true.
Thing, right?
Okay. Yeah, very true. So this Jammu Kashmir showing concern for Ladakh, they gave us divisional status first. And I even don't know if there is any politics of dividing Kashmir with Ladakh so that they could implement this delimitation and all. There was a talk of delimitation even during divisional status.
Right.
According to us, who really believe that UET status will exploit Ladakh, we feel that all these things are happening just to control Kashmir by Jammu people. So even the Home Minister now said that Jammu Kashmir won't remain UT for long now, because they are planning to do this delimitation and increase more seats in Jammu part.
Right.
So in that way, they can also have a Hindu CM in Jammu and Kashmir, or the Kashmir would come under Jammu.
Okay. Now that you mentioned how the ruling BJP is trying to work towards safeguarding, you know, Hindu interests in Jammu and Kashmir, the Buddhists of Ladakh are in fact the actual religious minority in the state, right? How do you think the events of the last 2 months are going to affect the Buddhists of Ladakh?
The Buddhist people, if you see that, it's almost negligible in negligible in Jammu and Kashmir. And they divided Ladakh from Kashmir because Muslims are increasing here. And if you look at the whole Ladakh, Muslims are majority in Ladakh.
Okay.
So they also had a fear that if we apply this delimitation and Ladakh would also get 4 or 5 seats, they might also go with Kashmir. So the best thing they could do was to separate Ladakh from Kashmir. And a lot of them who were celebrating think that government actually has concern for Ladakh. So if they actually had concern for Buddhist people or to Ladakh people, they would have given UT with legislature or UT with Sikh schedule, something like that. And people celebrating during this UT status mostly were just BJPs, either BJP or their supporters.
Okay.
BJP never wanted to show the other part where people also demanded for Sikh schedule.
Okay.
So there now this fear of UT is increasing in minds of people now. What will happen? They are actually starting to realize it, but I hope it's not too late.
By the way, there are many union territories in India which are claiming statehood. Do the people of Ladakh feel like a state being changed into a union territory is a step down?
Yeah, that is what we are saying. Just to get separated from Kashmir, we demanded UT earlier. Later, what we did was we want UT with legislature so that it could function like a state.
Okay.
So that part, UT with legislature, is not being shown to anyone right now. But if you look at protests, say about 3-4 years back, since 3-4 years, we were demanding not only UT, but UT with legislature so that we could make our own laws. And only this UT status, I don't think it will develop much, because as I've heard that people, there won't be much funds coming to certain departments which would develop us and develop us.
There is also a raging sort of disagreement between the two districts of Ladakh, right? That is, Kargil and Leh do not agree on this union territory status. And in the background of this disagreement is also simmering tensions between both the Ladakhi Buddhists and Muslims. Many have been alleging that the growing presence of the BJP is causing further problems between both the communities. Is this true?
Communal riots, right? It had been decreasing, but slowly now people are again feeling that sort of thing, that, okay, we need this Buddhist majority or we need this Muslim majority. It was not there since few years now. Now people have again raising this, where Kargil is, where Ladakh is. There has been some kind of hatred, I can say, even in social media and all.
And apart from this, what are the major problems that you think are facing Ladakh at the moment?
Major problem that we face is mostly this closure of roads. In winter, say about minus 30 to 40 degrees, and we don't have anything going out or coming into Ladakh except this airways.
Okay.
So that is one major problem that we are facing. And mostly Kargil people, they don't even have enough air connectivity. They have to come to Leh to go to anywhere else. That is one major problem that we had been facing and we are facing.
Okay, actually, when the announcement of UT was made in August, there were reports being circulated that now Ladakh will finally see development. Do you think this new status will bring that development, which is being quoted by many? I mean, is development an issue in Ladakh?
No, I don't think there will be much that Ladakh needs that much of development. What this UT status will...
Why do you think Ladakh doesn't need development?
Because it has been developing on its own. Even the funds from Jammu and Kashmir had been slowly starting to come to Ladakh. People came to know about Ladakh. And there are a lot of tourists who comes here every year. The tourist department has been increasing. And if you look at Ladakh from now to 10 years back, it had been developing at a rapid rate. Even in this divisional status, right, it would have brought more funds to Ladakh. So that would have been enough. But if you look into this UT status, what they are promising of development, I don't think it will develop, but it will exploit Ladakh, I guess.
Most Ladakhis seem to have this opinion of development as something which should be sustainable, right? Which shouldn't be like anti-environment. Is that kind of a sentiment there in Ladakh?
Yeah, it is obviously there. That is one thing that Ladakh really cares about, the environment. If you look at recent times, they have stopped guest house or hotels and everything near Pangong. And
okay,
people have been very happy with this move because they really think about the environment and a lot of cleaning things are happening everywhere. So one major thing, and there is no proper dumping place in Ladakh also. So that had been very very big issue to Ladakh.
Waste disposal.
Yeah, waste disposals and all. And if we get this UT, then more these industries and everything will come.
Are you saying that industrialization is not needed in Ladakh? That the economy of
no,
Ladakh
it is needed.
Right now is okay?
Yeah.
What are you trying
it
to say?
It is needed, but not that big industries. For now, what people are doing, they're doing absolutely fine.
There is not much of a poverty problem in Ladakh, is that
yeah, no, there is no poverty problem at all, actually.
So this depiction of Ladakh as being backward or something like that, that's wrong, right?
No, that is absolutely not right. Because since, I told you, right, since say about 10 to 15 years back, Ladakh had been developing at a rapid rate. Even if the government doesn't do much, they would do it with tourism or with Indian Army, or they would do it by themselves.
That's all from this episode of Voices from the Lockdown. Tune in at 8 tomorrow for the next episode.